good morning. In this bulletin, police in Japan say Shinzo Abe's killer held a grudge against a specific organization. Foreign Minister Penny Wong holds talks with her Chinese counterpart at the G20. And in sport, Novak Djokovic to play Nick Kyrgios in Wimbledon final. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Red. Police investigating the assassination of Japan's former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe say the suspect held a grudge against a specific organization. Without naming that organization, the police say the suspect believed Mr. Abe was part of that unnamed group. They are still working to determine whether 41-year-old Tetsuya Yamagami acted alone. Japan's Deputy Cabinet Secretary for Public Affairs, Koichiro Matsumoto, says Mr. Abe wanted to keep serving his nation.
At 67 years old, he was still very much determined to serve the country he loved, he dearly loved. And Mr. Abe, as you know, served for two terms as prime minister between 2006 and 2007, and the second time, 2012 and 2020. So he's always remembered dearly by the Japanese people as the longest-serving prime minister of Japanese history, and he is such a kind person.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the death of Shinzo Abe is devastating news. He credits Mr. Abe's vision for the elevation of the Australia-Japan relationship in 2014 to the official level of a special strategic partnership. Mr. Albanese says Mr. Abe was both a leader in the Indo-Pacific region and a giant on the world stage. Foreign Minister Penny Wong says Mr. Abe was good both to and for Australia.
Mr. Abe has been the closest of friends to Australia. We condemn this shocking act of violence. His death is tragic. It is devastating news for Japan and its people, for Australia and for the international community. His legacy was one of global impact and a profoundly positive one for Australia and its people. He will be greatly missed.
Foreign Minister Penny Wong has met with her Chinese counterpart on the sidelines of the G20 meeting in Indonesia. Senator Wong has raised the issue of trade sanctions by China against Australia and also the issue of Australians detained in China during her meeting with Wang Yi. She says she and Mr. Wang spoke frankly and listened carefully to each other. The meeting in Bali was the first meeting between an Australian foreign minister and a Chinese foreign minister since 2019. Senator Wong says it's an important step towards stabilizing the Australia-China relationship. It's being reported as many as a dozen candidates could nominate to replace Boris Johnson as British Prime Minister. Two Conservative Party MPs have officially announced they are running, Tom Tugendhat and Attorney General Suella Braverman. But they are expected to be joined by well-known names such as former Treasurer Rishi Sunak, Foreign Minister Liz Truss, and Defense Minister Ben Wallace. Mr. Johnson will stay on as Prime Minister until a new leader is elected, which may not be until sometime in September. Some, including former Conservative Prime Minister John Major, say Mr. Johnson should depart immediately. But the Conservative Party says that's not possible, and Education Secretary James Cleverly says the government has to get on with business the best it can in the meantime.
Well, let's think about the alternative. The Prime Minister has said he is standing down when his replacement is chosen. That is now set. That process is happening. I don't think that it would be appropriate for us, whether we're around the cabinet table or in any other part of the British government, just to kind of down tools and say, actually, you know what, we're not going to do anything until the new boss is in place. We have a duty, and our duty is to govern.
The Federal Attorney General, Mark Dreyfus, is considering laws that would give whistleblowers better protection. Mr. Dreyfus this week dropped charges against whistleblower Bernard Collaery over the Timor-Leste spying scandal. Mr. Dreyfus has been drafting legislation to set up a federal integrity commission, and task force within his department is looking at protections for people who highlight corruption or misconduct and seek to report their evidence to such a commission. Mr. Dreyfus says he has a long-standing commitment to the protection of whistleblowers. The dispute between the New South Wales government and the Rail, Tram and Bus Union has spilled over into the weekend. Industrial action by the union over the last 2 weeks has seen the two sides battle at the Fair Work Commission. But a decision has yet to be reached and is now expected a ruling will be handed down today. Union members have refused to work on Korean-made trains, citing safety issues which the government disputes. That's led to reduced services on the rail network. And now to sport, and in tennis, Novak Djokovic has advanced to the Wimbledon men's final against Nick Kyrgios after defeating Britain's Cameron Norrie 2-6, 6-3, 6-2, 6-4. Djokovic says the Australian will be a formidable opponent.
Well, one thing is for sure, there's going to be a lot of fireworks emotionally from both. It's going to be his first Grand Slam finals. Obviously, he's very, very excited, and he doesn't have, you know, much to lose. And he's always playing like that. You know, he's playing so freely. He's one of the biggest serves in the game.
With the latest SBS news, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.